Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. During the days of this week, we've been looking at passages found in the book of 2 Samuel, and we've been looking at the path that Israel took when they became a united nation and when they, the zenith of their existence. And some things they did to get right with God and get back to God as a nation. And so we've been looking at how to get right with God as a nation. And on Monday we talked about by the right recognition for God's plan. It was in 2 Samuel chapter number 5 that the divided kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdoms that had been at odds and at war one with another, they were unified for the first time under King David. And both sides came together and realized that it was God's plan for them to have a shepherd king. And so a right recognition for God's plan. The majority had chosen Saul, but God had chosen David. And so a right recognition for God's plan. On yesterday we talked about 2 Samuel chapter number 6. There's a progression here. David sought to restore the ark to its rightful place in Jerusalem. And of course, he went about it wrong to start with. He tried to do it the way the Philistines did it. And while the Philistines got by with it, they did not have the oracles of truth that Israel had. And so Israel was without excuse. And so that ark represented the presence of God. And so when they developed the right respect for God's presence, and they brought the ark back, and they sacrificed and brought the ark back on the shoulders of the priest, just the way God's word had demanded that it be accomplished, they were well on their way to getting right with God as a nation. So a right recognition for God's plan and a right respect for God's presence. But today, let's move forward one more chapter, 2 Samuel chapter number 7. And I'll just pick out one verse here for time's sake. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Now, in this passage, we know that David was concerned about the ark of God and the presence of God dwelling in a tent while he had a nice house. And he wanted to build God a house. And yet, he was not allowed to. He was told that it would be his son that would accomplish that. David would be the precursor and would lay up the materials, prefab, I guess you might say, for the house of God. But it would be David not be allowed to build it because he was a bloody man. And it would be Solomon who would build the house of God. But I think the moral of the story here, of this whole thing, was that the nation, they developed a right reverence for God's place. God's place took priority. In other words, God's house took priority over their house. And that was pretty much what God had put in the heart of David the king. So certainly in this day, when churches are looked down upon, when churches are talked bad about, and the scandals of all the televangelists over the past couple of decades and all the rest, certainly there's a great deal of contempt for the things of God and for the house of God and for God's place. But for a nation to get right with God, a nation is only as strong as its churches, that in turn that are only as strong as the families that make up those churches. But a right reverence for God's place in our culture, in our schools, in our church houses, but a right reverence for God's place, and realizing that without God's blessing upon a nation, it cannot, yea, will not ever achieve its place in zenith in history. May God help us to have a right recognition for God's plan, a right respect for God's presence, and a right reverence for God's place. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd speak to our hearts and help us to get right as a nation in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.